at the beach. Seven, seven, four, six, eight, seven, seven. Thank you. I don't know about you, if you're a jazz fan, what it was that first got you going into the jazz world. For me, it was rhythm. I cut my teeth on stuff like that and the big bands and stuff that just swung like mad. That's a great track from Carnegie Hall around 1983 with Jerry Mulligan on Barry and Chet Baker on trumpet there, at least sober enough to make it work that night. And a really neat album that is part of the range that gets played on this show throughout the year, month after month. It's Fun Drive here at CKUW. Gee, there's a surprise, right? And it's getting close to, well, I've got 50 minutes left to make a dent in the 41,000 plus total here for the station goal, and to add to my own goal, which is now over 3,000 if you count the 2 weeks. And I would like to keep it going for a while. I mean, I don't know when I get to do this again. Who knows? And the station will survive in any event, but let's get it going again. 774-6877. It's important, and I've mentioned it before, but it's really important to point out that what you hear here, and what you're hearing even this morning, no one tells me what I have to put together for my playlists. I dig through the current stuff week after week. I've got so much music, I can't get it all in that I'd like to. I choose from that my choice. Maybe I choose ones you wouldn't have chosen, but it's my choice. And the other hosts that host shows here as well do the same thing. If you listen to a commercial station, that playlist that you're getting was probably put together by an AI algorithm somewhere in some other city that tells them what they should be doing next. We don't have that. If there is an algorithm, it's in my brain somewhere, because that's what ends up being played on this show and for all the other hosts as well. We do what we think you'd like to hear. And because over the years we get feedback from you saying that was really great or why are you doing that, we modify our shows because you are our community. You are the community that allows us to keep going. And that's what I said at the beginning of the show today about why I think a lot of people listen to CKUW. It's because in a funny sort of way, we are a community that is becoming somewhat rarer certainly in the media world and in the world at large, a group of folks that sometimes you don't even know personally, but together They are part of who you are in the world and who you are in the community, and they make you feel better for that. I think our shows make a lot of people feel better for whatever, and I'm hoping that mine does to some extent as well. We need you to say thank you to us for that and to let us know that we are doing something that you really, really want to have continued. We have a station goal of 60,000, and we need to get closer to that. We're just over 41 and only a couple of days to get farther. So now's the time, especially as if you haven't done it before, to contact 774-6877 or go online to fundrive.ca or through the CKUW.ca website. There are places there to get to the donate button, and you can do this painlessly and very quickly and help us get closer to what we're doing here this year for our fund drive. I'm going to play something now again from the new, and then I'm going to go back to the older, but back to the current scene again. Patricia Brennan is a remarkable vibraphonist, and she does sort of avant-garde. Her work is just wonderful, and she has people around her who really can pull the whole thing together. I'm going to play a track from Patricia Brennan's album called Breaking Stretch. This album is called Los Otros Yo, or The Other Selves. Our other selves are out there, and they're you. And we're waiting for you to make that known by phoning 774-6877. Here's Patricia Brennan. Thank you. Patricia Brennan there on Vibes from her great new album. And again, talk about the ability to be avant-garde and experimental and swing like mad at the same time. That's the whole cup of tea for me. And I just had a special guest drop into the studio here, and I'm delighted to welcome Neil Colligan, who is a contributor to this show. I mentioned his name last week when he sent in a pledge, and something brought him to the station today. So, and Neil is no stranger to this station, nor actually to this seat that I'm sitting in. But Neil, good to see you. How are you?
Oh, good to see you, Keith. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I was out there driving when you were talking about selection you played from the Carnegie Hall concert with Mulligan, Chet Baker, and John Scofield. And I was thinking, man, that's just amazing stuff.
It is a very good album.
Yeah. And when you said 10-inch record, and I knew it wasn't that one, but I thought, oh, I think I have a couple of those. Not necessarily Pacific Jazz number one, but...
I bought it from a guy, believe it or not, who said he couldn't stand it, and I paid 75 cents for it.
Oh, my heavens.
And my kids can figure out what to do with it when I'm gone, because I'm not getting rid of it anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's just a collector's item for me.
Oh, for sure. And it's funny. I've got a flexi disc. You remember those? For those who don't know, those were the things that were sort of inserts, usually in either a magazine, mostly a magazine. And they would come in various formats, whether it was really sort of thin vinyl that would sort of flex as you held it and you would put it on the turntable. You wouldn't get a lot of plays out of it, that's for sure. But in this case, it actually has a cardboard backing, so you would kind of tear it off, and there was stuff up. Anyway, it features Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby and Music to Shave By, courtesy of the Phillips Razor Company.
Oh, gee, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's actually a fun listen, but obviously you don't want to play it too much, because then you'll just wear it out.
Right. Well, it's good to have you here. As you know, it's the fun drive time of year, and your background, I mentioned last week, and for those of you who maybe didn't hear it or can hear it again anyhow, if you did, Neil has been a longtime friend, former host here at CKUW, and is a tremendously knowledgeable jazz person. There are a few in the city. They probably all line up after Mo Hoag, but after that, there's a group of us in the second rank that know a pretty good amount, and Neil is on that list along with me and a few others, I guess.
You are so generous.
But no, you know what you're talking about, and you've seen a lot of these folks, and you know exactly what's going on.
I was mentioning to you about seeing John Scofield, who was on the Carnegie track, and I'd seen him with Miles Davis at Massey Hall in the 80s, and he was definitely young then, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I say, he's still around, but I mean, I think he was in his early 20s then.
He seemed it. I think he might even have had more hair back then.
Well, didn't we all? Well, you still do. But
I still have it,
Yeah, between us, Neil and I have a head of hair, but he got it all, and I don't have any. So...
I'm very glad to hear that the show totals obviously have come up for you, and also for the station total as well. But as you've been mentioning, I mean, the actual budget target is $60,000 here at CKUW, and therefore we're really counting on you out there to help us on, because it's pretty hard to avoid the news where they're talking about the fact that Canada is under threat from tariffs and other things that the Trump administration have threatened, and we as Canadians have been asked to come and rally to the flag in order to support local merchants, support Canadian producers, all those things like that. And in doing so, I see this as another of those efforts in supporting local volunteer-run radio.
Yeah, I think that's a valid argument. And I've mentioned through the morning that we do things because we're able to, that the commercial stations can't, or won't, because it doesn't make them any money. And so if you are prepared to listen to AI-created playlists and hosts reading scripts that may have come from heaven knows where, then this is not the station for you. But if you want real people doing real things, I've mentioned, Neil, at the beginning of this show as well, that one of the reasons I think that people listen to this station is that it provides, in a sense, a community, a cohort that they don't get anywhere else. You can listen to this, and with all its occasional blunders and the stuff that goes on in live radio, which isn't always predictable, it's a treat for mm-hmm. people who don't want the packaged stuff anymore.
Yeah, well, as you were saying just a few minutes ago, you were talking about no one chooses the show for you. You're the one who selects everything that's going to be played. As I call it, bespoke radio. Yeah. You know, every person who does this job, and it is a volunteer job, brings their knowledge, their taste, their expertise, their desire to reflect to an audience out there, which is you, who, you know, you listening right now. And I think if you're going to think about, well, why should I support this? Isn't radio just free? I mean, when you think about it, you've got all these so-called streaming services out there, whether it's Spotify, Tidal, Qobuz, all those things like that. You pay for those. I mean, yeah, maybe you're getting the stream where there's commercials, but you may notice here, there are no commercials.
Yeah, that's right.
And so for us to continue to do what we do, we need your support. Yeah. You represent a huge component of our budget. Naturally, a lot of it comes from the student body here at the University of Winnipeg, but even that is under threat with the diminished number of students here at the university. So who knows? Maybe next year we're going to be looking at less coming from the university to support this station. So please, please do what you can. 774-6877.
Yes, it's we really are much greater than the sum of our parts, put it that way.
Oh, we are mighty.
We the little station that could, I've said a couple of times, you know, we really do put a lot of effort. You know, people ask, it's interesting, a couple of times when I've been talking about Fundrive with my friends and over the last few weeks, and a question they often ask me is, well, how long does it take you to put a show together? You do 3 hours a week. How long does it take? And I said, well, it's really hard to say, in a sense, because I listen to music all the time, hours and hours. I listen to music every day, a lot of it. I've mentioned on air, I got much more music than I can ever even get a chance to listen to. So I listen to music all the time, and usually I'm thinking, oh, okay, that sounds good. I got to remember that. That sounds good. That's okay. And then when I sit down to actually put the show together, it probably takes me about as long as the show. It probably takes me 3 hours or so. Then I have to set up the playlist and make sure all of my electronics are in place and I got everything set up. But I guess, if I put it all together, 8 or 10 hours a week might be, I certainly couldn't do this while I was working. I would have had to be retired to do it up to my level of what I wanted. But the actual putting together a show, I can't tell you exactly, but probably when I sit down, I say, okay, maybe 3 hours I can put the whole thing together. So that's not a complaint out there listening to this. It's not at all. What it means, though, is that, like the other hosts, I really try and take this seriously. I'm not going to play anything for you I haven't played before. I'm not going to play anything that I don't think passes muster as far as belonging here. I'm not going to play, I will play any Canadian jazz that I can that meets my standards. But this Canadian jazz, as well as jazz from other places, I won't play because it doesn't meet my standards. That's what you're getting. You're getting someone who really wants to do a professional job, in quotations, even as a volunteer. And that's what we do here as the hosts. We put together shows that take a lot longer to put together than we're actually on air. And do we begrudge that? No. Do we think we want to get it done faster? No. Do we want to make allowances? No. And we want to do it right. And I think if you talk to my wife and my family, you'll say, he takes the time on it. He takes the time on it. And that's as it should be.
And it sounds like it, too. When I listen to the show, speaking as a listener and a supporter, I can tell that there's a lot of love and expertise and, you know, past experience and all those things like that that go into it. You know, I come from a background that's a bit mixed. I've worked extensively in volunteer radio because I was also involved with campus stations in Toronto when I was in school. But I also have spent a lot of time in the commercial as well as the CBC environment.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there's a lot of things that kind of get dictated to you. And so therefore, you have to have a way, if you're a listener and you're a fan of any genre of music. You were talking about Groundswell, for instance, and one name that came up to me immediately was David Braid, who I saw the first time was at the Senator in Toronto, a fabulous club there. And that was definitely jazz. It was a good, I think it was almost a quartet, or no, it was more like a quintet. It was a great evening. And then I've seen David extensively over the years, including the last time was with a Groundswell performance.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the kind of artist who comes back and forth across those genres. And yet at the same time, like you were saying, it is groundbreaking music. It is, taking chances and really reaching for some kind of listener reward that is not the common experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I need to play some more music.
Which is a good idea.
And I'm going back to, I don't play this every fun drive, but I may have played it at an earlier fun drive.
Oh, I have a feeling I know what's coming up.
It's Miles Davis.
Okay.
And it's Dio. Dio. Is that okay, Dio? If I can find it here.
As the man said, you do your own teching here at the radio station. In fact, I can think of many times I've done the same thing where it's like I begin to look for something and then I realize, oops, where is that? I think I left it somewhere.
There it is.
He's found it.
Yeah.
Tio from, oops. Couldn't get it started, can't get it stopped. What's going on here? I love that track. It's Tio from Someday My Prince Will Come album on Columbia way back when, with his then wife on the cover. Different wives on different covers.
Dedication, songs written for, all that stuff. Yeah.
Anyhow, Miles Davis. And I've said before, probably over the years, of the over 26,100 tracks of music I've played on this show, quite a few of them have been Miles.
Yeah, not that anybody noticed.
No.
Yeah, it's funny. I was telling you about that time seeing Miles in concert at Massey Hall in Toronto, and I remember at that time he was still doing that back to the audience thing.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually he kind of turned around, and it's almost like we're all these acolytes waiting for that moment. Never mind the music, we just want the acknowledgement.
Yeah. Yes, he was. I never got to see him, actually. I got within 100 yards, and a strange... Wynton Marsalis had a concert here back in 86. The reason I know that, it was Expo 86, and he was here in whatever June it was for a concert here in Winnipeg. And the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir, which I was a member of for many years, was doing a gig at Expo 86 in Vancouver. So we got there, and we were actually performing in one of the areas, and right at the arena, just a stone's throw away, Miles Davis was performing, and I couldn't get there.
Oh.
And not only that, that was the concert in Vancouver where Wynton Marsalis came on stage unannounced to play with him, and he said, "You get that mother off the stage and I'll come back." And then he left the stage and he wouldn't leave, come back in
until Marsalis left.
Oh, wow. And then Miles came back in. This was in the days, in early days, when Marsalis was being a bit of a creep, you know.
I mean,
no one could play jazz except black folks. And there was an A list and then a no list. And I think he's mellowed quite a bit, but in those days he was just absolutely, he could tell whether or not it was a white man or a black man playing jazz. Just
right.
Play it for me and I can tell you it. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Right, right. You and Stanley Crouch, right?
Yeah. And Miles threw him off the stage and I was 100 meters away, but I couldn't get there. But no, I never saw Miles live.
Oh, well. You know, we all have our moments when it's like, you know, somebody on our bucket list, we say, oh, I got to get to see them, and it doesn't happen and stuff. My biggest one is Sun Ra.
Oh,
I saw Sun Ra twice prior to this thing.
The latest iteration.
Yeah, the latest iteration get with. But the original with the orchestra and stuff like that played in Toronto twice in the 80s. And I was just so blessed to see that. One of them was in this dingy little club that was downstairs in the basement. It was called Larry's Hideaway. And they were crowded onto a stage, which I swear wasn't much bigger than this room. So I thought, man, they're shoulder to shoulder. But they still did all the stuff normally, whether it was the Fletcher Henderson charts all the way to the Grand Excursions. Yeah. You know, it was amazing. And that, as I like to point out to my wife, that was our first music date.
Well,
and
there
she's
you go.
Still with me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that says a lot for her, or probably it does.
I think she was desperate to be with me. That's the point.
That's not, if you're going to introduce someone to the world of jazz, Sun Ra is probably not the way to start.
No, not the way to go. That's not the easy route.
You get there, but it takes a while, right?
It does take a while.
Well, look, it is Fun Drive, and I need to remind all you people out there again, especially the ones who haven't yet donated, either this year or any year, to CKUW. It's now 12:45. My show ends in 15 minutes. And that, I'd love to hear that phone ring at least one more time between now and 1 o'clock.
You know you can do it.
We're over 41,000 for the station goal, and we need to keep going dollar for dollar there. This little station provides an incredible community resource for radio that is probably underappreciated just because, I mean, what do we have? 450 watts of effective radiated power, or ERP, you know. Mm-hmm. We're not the big boy in terms of power. But we are in terms of power,
yes.
In terms of community power, and we need your help to keep it going.
It should be pointed out that we are on the World Wide Web, so you can definitely listen to us there.
Yep.
And if you miss the show, as you've said about some of your listeners, definitely they can go to the archive, and there it is.
It's ckuw.ca. We're there. And I know over the years people say, well, I'd love to listen to your show, but I'm working between 10 and 1. And I say, well, there's no, you don't need to, I'm not making any pressure or expectation, but that argument isn't going to fly because you can listen anytime you want at ckuw.ca. Go to the archive shows and you listen at 3 in the morning or 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. It doesn't matter. So, they say, well, you don't need to do it. I'm just saying, just don't say I can't hear your show because I'm working between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays.
Yep. And I'll say, you know, you're thinking about maybe the entry point for doing something like this. $35 is a good way to start if you want to just look at it that way, because that'll get you the Friends card, which has so many great discounts on it. If you're a fan of, for instance, you were mentioning the 10-inch record from Pacific Jazz, which is a collector's item. Maybe you're after something that's a little less rare and stuff like that. You can go to places like Into the Music and get a discount on what you purchase there. You spend that $35, you're going to get that value darn quick.
The Friends card has dozens of local organizations, both restaurants and various shops and boutiques and everything. And if you are at all active in the Canadian and the Winnipeg scene with purchasing and going to local places, the Friends card at $35, you're getting that $35 back over and again. So,
anyway,
we need to keep on going. I'm trying to sort out. I think I might sort of almost take us out with something first gentle and then goofy. How's that? Would that be a good way to?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I was going to play Dave Brubeck from Jazz Impressions in New York. There's a beautiful little tune called Autumn in Washington Square, which is really lovely. And if I immediately followed that with Darlene Edwards singing Autumn in New York,
that's bringing out the heavy cannons there.
What do you think? You're waiting until you get out of the station before I do that.
Maybe I'll be in the elevator by then.
Maybe I won't. But it's on my list if I want to play it. But really, I want to thank everybody, and I've listed all the names, and next week I will also do a bit of a recap and relist some of the names that I've mentioned today who have supported this show during Fund Drive. But it's still a little bit to go, and I wouldn't mind getting a couple more names to put on that list. I appreciate every single one of you folks who have supported this show, support the station. It's still a couple of days to do it. We can move closer to our goals. Please take the time now, 774-6877. Make Michael work just a little bit longer out there. He's up for it.
He's eager. Come on. He wants to hear that phone ring.
Absolutely.
774-6877.
Good. Well, thanks for dropping by, Neil.
Appreciate it. Well, there we go.
Hey, I hear the phone.
Yeah.
I hear the phone.
When I was hearing you talk and you were saying, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be here doing it again, I thought, oh, no, I have to come by.
Well, no, all I'm saying is every year for the last few years, I keep saying, I don't know if I'm going to be doing this next year.
Yeah.
And then next year comes along and I'm still doing
again.
It.
Yeah. And but, I will appreciate it next year when you are.
Not Michael Welch, but a different Michael.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you very much. We've just had a pledge here.
From Michael for $180?
That is fabulous.
That's really great. That's over 41.2 now, at least. And I thank you, Michael, for that. $180. That brings my own show total up to probably close to, 34 something. So I'll do the math when I'm playing maybe the next or my last tune. Again, thanks, Neil. Neil Colligan is always a treat to have around. He has, as I say, he sat in this chair. He's knowledgeable. He knows radio. He knows music. He knows jazz. And I really wish you well. Thanks for dropping by. Nice surprise.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm so glad to be able to sit here. For me, it's an honor. Well, so, and I hope you'll be continuing to do it well into the future.
Well, there you go. From your mouth to God's ear, as they say.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Neil. That was The Bad Plus from their latest album. And we're just about at the end of our show today, but we've had a couple of late additions that I am excited about. We just got $180 from Michael and $50 from Duncan, which brings our the station total to $41,692. And my own show total to $3,502. Wow. I'm humbled by that. That is just absolutely wonderful. And it's now only 3 minutes to one. There is time for another phone call, but it's unlikely. So I just say thank you. And I'll just take us out with a little bit more of Jerry Mulligan, for example, which is a song for Strayhorn, which is a really nice tune. And I will say my thank yous and my goodbyes now, and this will see us out until 1 o'clock. Again, it's Fun Drive, and there's still a couple of days left. If you or your friends know of other people who can phone in and make a difference in the next couple of days, I truly appreciate the fact if you would do that. My name's Keith Black, and now finishing show number 1245 or something, and getting well over 26,000 pieces of music played. I owe a huge thank you to each of you out there over the years and currently who have so supported me to make this show continue and our station continue. May you enjoy. I'll be back next week with, as I've said before, whatever passes for normal at Voyage. In the meantime, it is still Fun Drive. If you can get other people to contribute, please do so. 774-6877. If you even want them to pass the money along, it can be added to the Voyage total as well. Doesn't matter. It's going to the same pot, if you will. Thank you to all of you, each of you. And I'll be back next week. In the meantime, it's still Fun Drive. So get your friends to help you out. Bye for now. Thank you.